This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212. It's your one-stop shop for all your warehouse needs. They buy and sell new and used. Pallet Racking, largest used racking inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Go to Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212.
Miami's strength right now on offense is the passing game. Is Ryan Fitzpatrick being creative, running around, you know, getting everybody involved, too. That's the other thing that I love, that it's being spread out. Look, here we go. Receiving, okay? 12 for Gesicki, 14 for Parker, 11 for Ford, Gaskins with 15. Preston Williams has 5. These are all receptions. Targets, 19, 17, 16, 14 for your top 5. It's pretty even overall. The drop-off is with Grant. He's only got 5, but that's kind of what you expect. He's caught all. Do you? By the way, do you know that Jakeem Grant has been targeted 5 times and caught all 5 targets? It's pretty good. I can remember the drops and all that stuff. So it's nice to see him actually, you know, having some success out there. And that catch he made on the sideline, you know, close to the sidelines this past week against Jacksonville was really, really nice. But don't, I keep telling you this since last year, don't allow people to fill your head with sensationalism, because that's what it is. And okay, let me find what will open the most eyes, that will shock people, that, you know, that's what they look for. Instead of actually just, hey, man, just why don't you call it like you see it and then talk about the good and talk about the bad and say, yeah, they can stop the run, but they can't stop the pass. So for everybody that's talking, because all you've heard so far with Miami and Seattle is they're not going to win. Russell Wilson's red hot, right? That's all you ever hear. Nobody ever says, oh, by the way, Russell Wilson's defense sucks.
MVP talk.
And he is an MVP.
Right now, yes.
14 touchdowns, 1 interception. God bless him, bro. The guy's a monster.
Yes, he is.
But don't tell me that the Dolphins have no shot, because that's a lie. They're home. They've played tight games all the way through, and they even won a road game now. I just think that it gets overhyped. And people want to find the negative side to it every single time. You know what's going to happen, right? Somebody's going to write an article about how Michael Dieter isn't playing and what a disappointment. They won't talk about Solomon Kinley. No, they'll just focus on Michael Dieter. And it's like, well, okay, he's not playing, but the other guy is. You expect to hit on every draft pick? And maybe Michael Dieter turns out to be a good player, but right now, when he plays good, nobody sees it because he's a backup. You know? And how many people, like we brought up yesterday, oh, you traded Laremy Tunsil, but, you know, getting left tackles aren't easy. How many people are already talking about, by the way, Miami could have found their left tackle already, so the next 2 picks for Houston, you're playing with house money again. It's no, let's over-dramatize everything. Oh, my God, you let go of Laremy Tunsil. How are you going to replace him? Well, so far, it looks like you replaced him already. It's just there's always this edge to go to, let's write about the worst-case scenario. Let's write about the worst stat we can find. Let's write about all these other things instead of writing about, like, where's the article? Like I told you guys yesterday and last week, where is the article that says Devontae Parker is a freaking stud and a tough guy for fighting through injury since last year, and Preston Williams is fighting through a knee injury? You know what we get? Oh, they can't get separation. Oh, they can't do that. And it's like, guys, you have to first look at what they're fighting through first. You know, you'll have. I had a guy that was like, "Oh, well, they can't." It was one of the guys on the text yesterday. Well, they can't get separation. Do you know what's going on with those 2 guys? Did you watch him before the injuries? Because Devontae Parker can always get separation. But right now, he's not 100% clearly. And neither is Preston Williams. Where's that article that says you have to admire these two guys? Doesn't exist. Let's focus and let's create the most sensationalistic, you know, headline we can come up with. Let's do the craziest stat that we can come up with. You know, Miles Gaskin could be hitting 1,100 yards and somebody's going to write an article, well, they threw away a fifth-round pick on Breida. They didn't need him. They had Gaskin. So you don't want a team that wants to actually be prepared for the worst or actually add depth. You don't like that because I like it. So if you need Breida, you use him. If you don't need him because Gaskin is doing great, well, God bless you. That's fantastic. This is what we get from all of this. Oh, remember at the beginning of the year, we found out that Durham Smythe was starting. Oh, what's going on with Gesicki? No, dude, there's nothing going on with Gesicki. I explained it to you right away, right? I see this, that it is, there's going to be more max protect. And have you watched the games? There's more max protect because Durham Smythe can block. It's not a shot at Gesicki. It's just a situational thing that they've got to do because they've got a young line. Now, as the line has gotten better and played well, you can do less max protect. But early on, they were planning max protect because they wanted to protect their young offensive line. But no, let's write it and make it about Gesicki. Now those people that wrote about Gesicki, are they writing about Gesicki kicking some serious ass? You know what I mean? This is what we deal with. That's why I say that, you know, I'm kind of proud that we have not gone in that direction, that we've kind of been really sensible here about the Dolphins overall.